put them on. Pulley bone. That's what we kids used to call it, wishbone. I've heard a lot of people call it, but we always called it the pulley bone because we'd each one would get a hold of the pull.
Did you have any special term for edible insides of pig or calf?
Oh, heart and liver and milk. I can remember Dad saying, "Little of us have some of this fried milk," when he'd butcher a fresh hog. But that's about the only.
You mentioned cracklings. What were they?
Well, that was the hide of the hog, or the fat. After they'd get all of the lard out of it, they'd. Now, for cracklings that Mother used to put in her cornbread, that was the hide of the hog. Anymore, they skin hogs, I think, when they butcher them. But Dad would always scrape the hair off of them. He'd scald them and scrape the hair off. And then he'd cut all the fat off of that hide that he could get off. And then they'd render that cracklings in this big old black kettle we had. And they'd save those and put them in a special flour sack and hang them up, put in the cornbread. And the other cracklings that comes off of the fat of a hog is too fat. They're not good. But get those cracklings just as crisp as they could be, and you can just break them up like crackers almost.
They're better than potato chips.
Yes, they're wonderful. Another delicacy that I used to like so much was the pigtail. We could hardly wait for Dad to get the hog scraped and get the tail cut off the backbone and roast them. Oh, that's the best meat in the world.
I've never eaten any of that.
Sometime if you can ever find a pigtail in the butcher shop, you take it and just roast it real slow, bake it. Just real slow till it's that the hide will be just as crisp as can be. And the meat is just, well, it's wonderful.
Oh, boy.
But the men used to always, when roundup would start, the first thing they'd do before they'd start rounding up would be to butcher a fat calf. And they'd make what a polite term was son of a gun. That's the best meat in the world.
What the world? I heard that yesterday. The man said, "Son of a bitch."
Yes, so, that's what they called it then. When the women folks were around, it was always son of a gun.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd take Dad would take some of the suet and render it in either a Dutch oven if it was out on the roundup, or if we were home, he'd take that old black kettle that Mother had and render a whole cupful of that. And then take the heart and the brains and some of the liver and some of the beef, just the tender parts of the beef, and what he called the marigot. It's the little, what you call it, leads from the throat to the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a nursing calf, that is just as it's just full of a white substance.
Oh.
All for a place that long. And it's just as tender as anything you ever saw. Well, put that in your steak, just cut up in little fine pieces. And the heart, put that in and with just a little bit of water, get your grease good and hot, and put that in and put that whole heart and six or seven, you'd want 2 or 3 pounds of meat, and put them all in and let them cook for about an hour, just over a real slow bit of coals, and then put your liver and the marigot and the brains in on top of that and let that cook. Don't stir it up with the rest of it. Keep that other stirred up for a long time.